Our Lenten focus this year is turn to me, God asking us to turn to him. And the question is, in an acceptable time, I heard you, and on the day of salvation, I helped you. I guess the question for me is, when is it not an acceptable time to turn to God? I can't think of a time when it's not appropriate to somehow turn to God in our joy, in our sorrows, in our uncertainty, in our confusion, in our pain, in our anger. When should we not turn to God? We should always, always make that decision. And for me, I think the important part is how to make that happen. I'm a pretty pragmatic person, and so I'm always asking, how can we do this? And Jesus was always telling us how we can make it happen. He gave us the example, always. He set the bar for us, knowing we're never going to reach the bar, but we should try. We should move in that direction. We should work to heal the sick, to feed the hungry, house the homeless, respond to and care for the marginalized, those who are dying, those who are forgotten. He shows us how to do that. I think for me, the thing that happened on Sunday at the 8 o'clock Mass is going to set the tone for my Lenten observances, because I was preaching to the students and I invited them to stop once a day during Lent and thank God for something. Now, the challenge in thanking God for something is that before we do that, we have to stop and think about what it is we want to thank him for. In order to do that, it's almost we have to do an inventory of where we're at. What's going on in my life that I want to thank him for? It's never, ever a bad idea to look inside our hearts and our minds and our souls and see where are we. And so that's the challenge I give to you tonight as well. I finally succumbed to the modern world and I put on my phone daily for Lent, thank God. Because I forget things, you know. And so I need help. But that's my plan. It's to stop and thank God every day, just for a minute. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be, thank you, God, for getting rid of all of the snow in the winter and the grass is green now and, you know, it's warm and I can put my heavy coat away. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Thank you, God, for the sun. Whichever sun you're referring to. That's all it takes. But if we do that, we have to have stopped and thought about what it is we're going to say and how we want to be thankful. And for the Lenten process, that's the important part of it. We are engaged and intentional about what it is we're going to do for Lent. Because if we do that, when we get to the holiest part of the year, we're ready. We have prepared ourselves. The 40 days in the desert that Jesus spent were pivotal for him. He prepared himself. He confronted his tempter and vanquished him. We too can prepare ourselves to confront the things that challenge us or tempt us. And with God's help, we can vanquish it. That's what this season is about. Getting ready, being prepared, following Jesus' mission that he gave to us. So I invite you, give things up, do that. That's a wonderful, challenging event. But I would also invite you to be more intentional about stopping once a day for the next 40 days and thanking God. I would offer to you that if you do that, when Lent is over, you'll be different.